comedy bit back hard at the Trump administration last week. Here's the setup. Federal regulators on Thursday approved the sale of entertainment conglomerate Paramount to Skydance Media. That was about a week after Paramount-owned CBS announced that Stephen Colbert's The Late Show would be canceled, leading many to wonder if moves to limit shows critical of the president helped the deal along. And if anyone thought Colbert's cancellation might tamp down political commentary on other channels owned by the company, they quickly learned differently. Here's Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, which airs on Paramount-owned Comedy Central.
The shows that you now seek to cancel, censor, and control, a not insignificant portion of that $8 billion value came from those shows. That's what made you that money.
Another Comedy Central show, South Park, was even tougher on the company and the president. Here to talk about all of this is NPR TV critic and media analyst Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Let's start with South Park. They dropped an episode which, I mean, you know, it went there. It cracked a lot of scathing jokes at the president's expense. Were you surprised by the content?
Well, I wasn't surprised that South Park's creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, were critical of President Trump because they've been critical of him before. But I was surprised at how intense those jokes were this time. I mean, they showed Trump in bed with the devil. They made fun of his anatomy. They showed Jesus Christ explaining how Paramount was intimidated by a president who could sue them. I mean, they even made fun of us. They made fun of NPR when one of the show's characters was upset by Congress's recent vote to pull back funding for public media.
The president of the United States canceled NPR.
What's NPR?
What's NPR? The funniest show ever where all the lesbians and Jews complain about stuff? I mean, who the hell does this president think he is? The government can't cancel the show. I mean, what show are they going to cancel next?
So here's the backstory. Stone and Parker had been in months of tough negotiations with Paramount over a new deal for South Park episodes. Paramount announced a $1.5 billion agreement on Wednesday, just as the new season of South Park debuted with this episode. Now, it certainly seemed like Parker and Stone wanted to show that the new deal wouldn't temper their satire. And for a show that's starting its 27th season, you know, it's not a bad idea to start with a controversy that gets shows like ours talking about them.
I'm thinking that the situation might be a little bit different at The Daily Show because late night TV is really struggling these days. Like, what's your take?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, when news broke more than a week ago that Paramount had told Colbert his show would end in May, saying it was, quote, purely a financial decision, well, analysts like me immediately wondered whether the show's strong criticism of President Trump was also a factor. And the other late night show on a Paramount-owned channel that often criticized the president is, drumroll, The Daily Show. So yeah. Jon Stewart made it plain in his commentary on Monday that he thought companies trying to change their programming to placate the president were turning their backs on what made them successful. And it seems like he was also showing that The Daily Show wasn't going to go down that road.
And while all this is going on, the guy whose cancellation sparked all this, Stephen Colbert, is also doing new shows. What did he say?
Well, he came back with a spirited monologue on Monday where he said he was taking the gloves off. And you could hear a little bit of that in this joke that he cracked about Trump's reaction to his cancellation.
On Friday, Donald Trump posted, "I absolutely love that Colbert got fired."
How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go f*** yourself.
Now, Colbert has hinted he doesn't completely believe CBS's assertion that his cancellation was just a financial decision. And what I think we learned this week is that comedians and satirists have a more direct and dramatic way to push back against real or perceived pressure. News outlets that face similar pressures might have to wait until the next news story to show that they're independent, but these performers can step up while the world is watching. They're well aware that if their shows are canceled, they're going to need that loyal audience to follow them to whatever's next.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.